B-Pod Studios.
It's a Rap Party podcast. We say that so that Loren knows it's time that we're to start talking about the Rap Party.
Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'll be recording things and I'll look over and she has headphones on. She had no idea that we started recording.
That's true.
Hey.
Hello.
What should we cover in the Rap Party podcast today?
I don't know. Although I've been liking them. I've been listening to them. And I like it when we get a little not dirty, but like when we pull back the layer and I feel like we get to be a little bit more of our true selves in the Rap Party podcast.
A little unedited.
Just more like if you genuinely were hanging out with us,
yeah.
This is probably
that's fair.
What you get.
Yeah.
Versus we're on the air, it's very I don't want to say it's performed. I mean, it is a performance, but it's very the structure, and we're not trying to say assholes on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Listen, anybody can have a podcast.
Yeah.
But to get paid for doing what we do, that's where the money is on the other side
of
it.
So we've got to form that up.
Right. This is just for fun.
Right. We don't get paid for this podcast. Did you hear a sponsor at the beginning of it? If you did, we didn't get paid for it.
Well, on the Rap Party podcast today, we did a lot. We talked about the men and women and how emotional they are at work. And it came up to the fact that, like, you guys feel like I'm probably the most emotional next to Loren.
I'm pretty emotional.
But Loren, like, you hold it in. Like, I'll come back from a meeting and I'll go 0 to 100.
Yeah.
You do get very, yes.
Yeah. I just check out. Like, when I get irritated, like, I'll just check out.
And I assure you that for emotional, that Loren and I have it the most together when it comes to emotional on this show.
Mm.
I think you two are way more emotional.
You're two play it cool. Your two emotions are checked. Like, I sometimes wonder how come things don't rattle you even more.
Yeah, but then we sit in here sometimes too, and we'll have conversations because Nicole is in a different producer studio that's a door down, but we have a camera where we can see each other. And like, I see her and I'm like, well, I could tell she's in a mood today. Like,
yeah, I guess
just based
you're right.
on how active you are in
you're
the show
right.
and how you're talking to us.
We can tell when you're not your normal self, but I think we're more vocal in our feelings.
But also half of that too is based on the amount of work that I have to do.
That's fair.
You have interns.
One. No, I don't.
Well,
I don't, like, I love how you think interns are the answer to my problems. But in reality, they add another workload to my list of things that I have to get done before I leave here. So
you're teaching these kids about the
yes.
future of radio.
And that's great, but that's another task for me to do. So when I stay quiet sometimes, literally 90% of that time is because I don't want, because I could probably stay here till 3 or 4 every single day just doing stuff. But I make sure that every commercial break, every song that plays, I'm doing something so I don't have to do that. Work smarter, not harder.
Look
but sometimes you're irritated by things that happen.
That's called annoyance.
Okay.
And yes, yeah. That is correct.
And we're the primary driver in that.
I don't have the article in front of me anymore, but it was like guys are mad when they come out of meetings. They get vocal and they'll even quit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they're not being
said
heard.
It best about the ego. Half of that is just ego.
Yeah.
About people getting angry?
Yeah, like, so. I'm sorry, honey. Did we not stroke your ego enough in that meeting? Like, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm not saying you two. But
I would say because I leave.
I specifically know men who, if you don't stroke their ego in a meeting and tell them that's such a great idea, they will walk out of there like, nobody heard me.
For example.
How do you think we feel every day?
There is a person that we deal with quite often that we have to word things in a way to make him think it's his idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel like people
yes.
do that for us. Do you think?
No,
we
don't
no
think
it's the opposite.
So.
They just they shit on us.
Right?
They can handle it.
Like, I've never left a meeting and was like, oh,
yeah.
man, I think my, like, it's always horrible. Like, if I'm upset after a meeting, it's because something bad happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Normally, like, locally, your local bosses calm you down when corporate comes into town. But for us, like, corporate calms us down about what's happening locally. but it's interesting, though, because we do, you know, we have these meetings where you pitch ideas and there really literally is no wrong idea. And yesterday, Roy was talking about, like, renting a plane or doing something. And Nicole's like, okay, quit wasting our time. And we're like,
oh, she shit all over my idea. I thought it was a good idea. Here's what I thought.
It is a good idea.
I'm going to pitch it to the audience here. I thought it'd be such a cool idea to get a private plane.
For Valentine's
Day. For Valentine's Day. Have couples, you give out tickets to this plane on the air, have couples get on the plane, and you take them up in the sky. And then when they land, you can give them a certificate that says, I joined the Mile High Club. Now, whether or not they had sex up there, that's not up for me.
They get the certificate either way.
Yeah, I don't want to facilitate intercourse because I feel like that's a legal thing. But they
it's
get
it's all a legal thing.
Well,
everyone gets a trophy on Roy's plane.
Yeah. And you know, you got a whole plane to yourself.
Here's the thing, Roy. We weren't saying that it was a bad idea. We just knew that it would never get passed through corporate.
And then the next idea that I pitched that I actually
but hold
do
on,
understand.
Can we go back for a second?
Okay.
If you tell Roy that's not a good idea, it ruins his creative juices.
I know.
Every idea is okay. Then after Roy leaves the room, Nicole, myself, Loren, or whoever's idea it was, when they leave the room, everybody else has to break it down and be like, just scratch it. But don't tell him or her, just scratch it. That's the way you have to handle this creative type.
No, I strongly believe in bettering people. And you shouldn't have to do that all the time.
But you know what? You threw out one of my ideas, and I totally get it. I actually understood. I had the idea if we couldn't get a chipper because we want to do a bit called Shred Your Ex, where you put your ex stuff in a chipper, it shreds, you get some anger released, that if we can't get legal to pass the chipper, we'll just take a shotgun and shoot the shit. I now understand how that's worse than the chipper.
So really what we should do is pitch the shotgun idea
and then go to the wood chipper.
That's actually a really good way to do that.
To get the idea that we want, you have to pitch three more ridiculous ideas on top of it. And that's not bad. That's not bad. Well, and it's funny, too, because we have a direct boss who we call Quagmire. Mm-hmm. And then on top of him is Walter, the big boss who runs all of Beasley Media Group Charlotte. And sometimes Quagmire will be on our side. Like, for instance, you talked about it on the air, the hanging pinata idea, where Roy was going to be a human pinata.
Yeah, and our boss was okay with that at first.
He loved the idea.
And
he,
even the fire department, we had them involved.
But Walter's like, no, nobody's hanging anyone from a crane.
Yeah, I know.
Buzzkill.
Come on, boss.
That would have been great radio. He would come out there and take the first hit.
He would, too.
Hey, wait, a fake bat. You know, speaking of radio, we're sitting here on this Rap Party podcast and having a good time, but we work for a company called Beasley Media Group. There's another company that you probably heard of, and you might stream the show on iHeart, but iHeartRadio laid off a whole bunch of on-air talent the other day.
That's sad.
And it really is. They laid off about 100 people. Nicole, you used to work at iHeart.
I did.
And somebody wrote an article about how all these people have been laid off, and it doesn't seem like in past iHeart layoffs, it doesn't seem like this year anybody has any ill will. It's like at that company, you kind of just expect it at some point.
Well, and they also just went through a bankruptcy. You know what I'm saying? I think I'd have been a little concerned with the financial woes of it. But I remember when I read the press release, it was a total restructure. And I was reading the restructure, and I'm like, you know, sometimes in the business we'll say we're restructuring things, just moving things around.
We restructured KISS.
Right.
You're probably on in the afternoon now.
We did. You probably haven't noticed, but we did. But this was like a legit restructure. And I remember when I saw that, I was like, oh, this can't be good. And then at the very end, I saw that line that there was going to be layoffs and employee dislocation, which was a word. And then after the release, it's like every 10 minutes, there was more names being added of the layoffs.
How many names do you think were let go? 100?
100,
I'd say 100, yeah.
And then last night, this company, iHeart, and I used to work for iHeart back in the day when they were called Clear Channel. And I know Elvis Duran, and we had Greg T on a rap party a couple weeks ago. And so I know all those guys. Well,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I guess the receptionist in New York retired. And so on top of the fact that all these people just got fired at iHeart, they throw a huge party at this fancy bougie restaurant, iHeart does, in New York City. So here they're telling you, we don't have money to pay you. We can't make budget. And then they turn around and throw this huge party in New York City. The timing couldn't have been worse.
Bad timing. Yeah. I mean, I get it. I get it. It sucks for the people that got let go and then they have to see that. But, I mean, there's a lot more that goes into it of approving budgets way before and the restructuring. And I mean,
sure.
It's complicated.
Yeah,
it's
but, I mean, they're using the hashtag #IHeartAnita.
For the girl.
For the receptionist who'd been there for 20 years, you know?
Yeah, it's tough.
It is. It is. And maybe Elvis paid for it out of his own pocket.
Maybe.
But I don't think it would be an iHeart event then.
The fact that because it was more than just his
It was
show,
all of iHeart New York was there. You know, but
it sucks.
It does. And our business is changing, man. It really is.
And the only thing I know is that we can't get a party approved at all here in Charlotte. We asked our boss for something because we're coming up on 5 years and we were laughed at.
I don't know. It was weird. It was Walter's idea to do a 5-year anniversary party. He said we should throw a 5-year anniversary party for you guys in 2020. Okay. And then I brought it up to him again like a month later. And
thinks
he's like,
we're idiots.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that stupid idea?
It was your idea.
Yeah.
Well, don't listen to me.
You're lucky you're even here in 2020. So I don't know, but we should do something, at least on the air, and I don't know what that is yet. You know, I originally wanted us to get a venue and have a bunch of our listeners come, and we share stories and videos, kind of like the rap party, but in person, because like we've said before on the rap party, there's things that we just can't talk about on the air, and I thought we could take all those stories and throw them on the stage, like the behind-the-scenes stuff when we were on that TV show, My Big Fat Fabulous Life, and just the good stuff.
Are there any bars here in Charlotte locally that do, like, open mic nights?
Yeah, Evening Muse and Noda would be a really cool place.
I was going to say that has, like, a small stage, and you know what I mean? We could pack it, I guess.
Yeah. Right before I came here, with my old show, Bob was celebrating 25 years at that station, so I helped to do their, like, 25th party, and they did like something similar where he like got on mic and like some listeners had questions and but then it just turned into like a party.
I love that too. Let's get a Q&A out of the way, share some clips that we've never shared before, because I'm sure if we went through our archives we probably have so much good shit.
Oh yeah, we do.
And then
I'm working on a project that takes a lot of that good stuff out, like exposes it again.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. And then you know, then we go party with our listeners. That's what I wanted, but it's January 15th. That means we have 15 days to pull off this plan, and that's not
happen. I mean, the whole year we could celebrate 5 years together. Even
though
really? February is our actual,
maybe like the
you
anniversary.
You want to do it on the actual date?
Nah. I don't know.
That's too hard.
Yeah.
I say we wait to summer, maybe do something on a rooftop somewhere.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Okay.
You know, sweat our balls off.
Yeah. And then I'll complain about
great.
It.
Great. I'll be super pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. That's a Rap Party podcast. Anybody else have anything else they want to add?
Are you going to add a password to your phone now?
I mean, it sounds like it's a smart thing to do. I guess if I do it, my wife will have to do it.
Why?
I don't know. I think we should both have passwords.
I don't think you should. I hate the fact that I have a passcode.
What is yours?
It is.
Don't say your passcode.
Why?
It's 10 digits.
10 digits?
Yeah, it's required because I have to meet certain laws and regulations.
What is it, your like phone number? And
no, it's not my phone number.
I would just make mine 1975. That's my birth date.
That's not 10 digits.
Does it have to be 10 digits?
Well, yeah, for me it does.
Well, no, for you. I'm saying for me, it
only
has to be 4, right?
Yeah,
for the common
you
man.
Can do 4. But I have to like put in a whole thing, and then half the time my face doesn't work.
Do you have to do that to answer, too?
No.
Okay.
No, just whenever I'm trying to access the phone.
Yeah.
I hate it. It's miserable. To the point that I've even thought about getting a second phone just for real estate, just so I don't have to do that. But that's really extreme.
Yeah. I just like having my phone and going, man, you know?
Yeah.
But everybody who works in the security business was telling me that I gotta get a password. That is a smart thing to do. And I just, like I said on the air, I just feel like a stigma comes with it. Like there's something going on
in
your life.
Head. That or you used your phone for some shady shit before.
What do you mean?
Like you made that narrative up in your head. Like, I don't think the general population thinks just because you have a password on your phone, you're doing some shady stuff.
Mm.
I don't know, but there's things, though. It's not necessarily shady, but there's things that I wouldn't want my partner knowing that I'm doing on my phone.
Listen, if you have a secret calculator on your phone with like pictures and text messages in them, then yeah, you're doing some shady shit. Like if I found a secret calculator on Dallas's phone, I'd be pissed.
Well, what if it's just he's putting porn on it because he wants to look at it?
We don't have like this thing where we say that we can't look at porn. You know what I mean?
Like, what
it's
if
not
that was
like, it's
in
not
it.
A big deal.
Okay, so you're like, so in your opinion, why lock that?
Right.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Unless you're into some weird shit that I don't know about.
Yeah. Do you need
and
to
then
know that?
I went into the secret calculator to know about it.
But wait, do you need to know that? That he's into or she, whoever we're talking about, is into weird stuff?
Kind of, because if it's like super fucking weird, like we need to have a conversation about it, or like you need to go to therapy, or like some.
But that's private.
Like, do you know? So, like, in porn websites, there's categories for certain things.
Yes.
Would you?
We're going to break down what category he goes to.
No,
I know
listen,
where you're going.
You're looking
do
at,
you
like,
know what category he likes to frequent?
No, but okay. If it was, like, I don't know.
Babysitter?
Oh, that'd freak you young out.
Old?
That would
say,
freak you out.
There's a young old category.
What's the young old?
It's like she's 18 and he's older.
Oh, that's like Dallas and I, so I wouldn't be surprised by that.
Lesbian?
Yeah, no, that wouldn't bother me either. But if you're looking, like, I'm not saying that this is the case, but like, if you're dating somebody and you find their porn history and they're looking at teens,
oh,
then like, yes,
yeah, well,
then there's a, right that now there's a problem.
Well, I mean, you're talking about underage. That's fine, because there is a teens category,
yeah.
But they're 18
oh.
and 19.
Oh,
it's
really?
That's
yes.
So strange to me, though. Like, that's a
the
baby, in my
teen.
Opinion.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like the most popular one on a lot of sites.
Really?
Yeah.
The term
it,
teen
that,
would freak
me out.
And then
mother's son.
Yeah. See, I'm glad the gay porn doesn't have this.
Mother's son is another one that always comes up
mother's
as like a top
one. Mother's
son's
another one we'd probably have to have a conversation about.
Now, mind you, a lot of times the mother and,
that
the,
conversation.
And the actors in the movies aren't really mother and son.
Yeah,
so
no shit.
If you take the title out of it, you got yourself a good little movie.
I love that you would have a conversation. Could you imagine to be a fly on the wall? So I know that you like to watch mother-son things.
I'd be like,
what's
we're going,
going
to
on,
see a therapist.
What's going on between your mother and yourself?
Hold on. I'll go look and I'll tell you some of the categories, Loren, since I know you don't go there.
You know what's on the categories for my stuff is like, on like the gay websites is like bear, amateur,
twink,
college, hunk, twink.
Here it is, 18-year-old, first one that shows up.
Yeah.
2017, 3D, 3D monster, threesome, 69, 70s,
What's
80s.
A 3D
Wait,
monster?
3D monster?
What is that?
Threesome?
3D monster's a different one. I don't know. I don't want to click on it.
By the way, you
agent,
should.
Agent, there's
not-
one where it's a fake agent where she's like, hi, I'm hiring you for a job. And then, like, the woman goes in there and thinks she's getting hired for a job.
Oh.
And then
yeah,
she comes on to her.
Me. But, like, if it's like anime porn or something like that, again, we're going to have a conversation.
Anime sex, anime boobs.
Gosh, there's no way we can release this podcast, right?
I'm only on our Wi-Fi.
I'm only in the
Are you
A's.
On our Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Why are you on a porn website on our Wi-Fi? You're going to get in trouble. That's
is,
the
I'm
worst
doing a podcast.
Idea.
We're putting out content.
And I don't think we can release this podcast with how dirty it is.
When we has anything really dirty?
I'm pretty sure I said the S word a couple times.
Hairy women. That's one. Halloween's one.
Halloween.
Hot college girls, hot naked girls, hot nude girls, hot stepmom. These are
all. Isn't all of them hot nude girls on your straight? I mean, aren't they? Is there a hot ugly girl?
Kinky
like,
kitty.
Right. Like a hot clothed girl?
I like this one, lesbian scissoring. That's one. Live cam girls.
Would
male. There you go.
There's a male section?
Mm-hmm. And this is in the straight.
Is that for the straight people that don't want to say they're gay?
I guess maybe
they can go there. Yeah, that's funny.
Let's see, naked massage, and these are just I'm just randomly yelling them out. Nude couples, nude in public, passionate.
How many categories does this website have?
This is a good one. I love this website.
Whoops. Okay. All right. Can you stop?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know how this is going to be released. I don't know if you put a.
Very not safe for work.
But then again, you don't want to make it too noticeable because then our bosses are going to want to hear this.
Twerking naked is one of the is one of the categories. All right, everybody. That's it. Zombie is the last one. Zombie porn. That's my favorite.
No, it's not.
We're having a conversation.
That would be
about
a conversation piece too.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it just broke off.
I'm now on the rinse side. I think I actually want to know about all the weird stuff too. We would need to talk about
it. All right, make your plans now. It is Wednesday. This is a Rap Party podcast. We want you to come out to Queen Park Social 4:30 on Friday if you can in Lower South End. We're doing our Rap Party podcast live there. You could come and be part of the podcast
we'll
and
make
listen
it
to
cleaner
us.
Cleaner than I guess.
Sure.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.